Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The North Pass Fire in Mendocino County, east of Covelo, has grown to more than 35,000 acres, and more than 1,800 personnel are on scene fighting the fire. With more than 150 engines, 13 helicopters, 2 air tankers, and 24 pieces of heavy equipment. Air quality in the area has been downgraded to hazardous, and we are feeling some of the effects here in Humboldt County with air quality listed as unhealthy. The Pass Fire began as 2 fires caused by lightning on the 18th, and the fire is spreading north toward the middle fork of the Eel River. 4 residences and 7 outbuildings have been destroyed, and another 64 residences and 67 outbuildings are threatened by the fire. Mendocino officials may lift a mandatory evacuation order for some residents in the fire area. Arcata police have arrested 2 people in connection with the theft of 2 private vehicles along with a Bureau of Land Management ATV and trailer. The theft occurred at the BLM office on Hinden Road over the weekend. By Monday, police had received information that property matching the description of the stolen vehicles and equipment had been seen in the possession of 41-year-old David Silva of Trinidad. Officers from Arcata PD, along with BLM investigators, responded to the scene and arrested both Silva and 27-year-old Lee Hawkins after finding numerous components that matched the stolen ATV. They also found tools that had been stolen as well as a loaded handgun. Silva and Hawkins were both booked on probation violation and possession of stolen property charges. Police are still searching for an adult man and woman who were seen leaving one of the stolen pickup trucks on Glendale Drive in Blue Lake. They drove away in a late-model black Ford F-150, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle collision that took the life of the driver today. The collision happened around 9:30 this morning. The female driver hit a power pole at the Redwood Drive off-ramp, and the pole came down across the roadway. The collision caused some 2,000 PG&E customers to lose electricity for a few hours while crews repaired the damage. The CHP is investigating what caused the single-vehicle collision. The Eureka Police Department will focus some of its traffic enforcement energies on motorcyclists in the month of September. Since January of this year, there have been 10 traffic collisions involving motorcycles in the city, resulting in 5 injuries and 1 fatality. Officers will patrol areas frequented by motorcyclists to crack down on traffic infractions and, of course, to screen for signs of impairment. Statewide, motorcycle fatalities have dropped significantly since 2008, when 560 people died in motorcycle collisions, to 352 in 2010. The Eureka crackdown is aimed at dangerous motorcycle riders and careless motorists. And the Eureka City Council meeting, scheduled for next Tuesday, September the 4th, has been canceled. The Eureka Council will not meet again until the 17th of September. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news that the city of Eureka has suspended its search for a new police chief until a new city manager is hired, we spoke with former interim and now full-time chief Merle Harpum. Harpum has already gone on the record with his thoughts regarding the hiring of a new chief, and he thinks it should be left to whomever replaces David Tyson once he retires at the end of the year.
Well, I can't speak for Mr. Tyson, but if I were running things like he, I, at this point in time where it's so close for him leaving, I would allow the next city manager to make the choice because he's the one that's going to have to work with him.
Harpum went on to comment about the current state of staffing at Eureka Police.
You know, that's always a relief when you know things are going to be stable and that unknown, you know, who's going to come in and what are they going to do when they do come in. And there's been a lot of cases where it's caused a lot of turmoil, and people leave because of it. And, in fact, you know, as an example, when I took over, we were 7 down. 7 sworn officer positions were down. And technically now we're only down 1. We're actually down 3 because at July 1st of this year, the council gave us two more sworn positions.
The city has been without a full-time chief since Gar Nielsen was fired more than a year ago. And after the top candidate for the position declined to accept it, the search has been put on hold. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.